You know what a podcast is?
No.
Are you nervous?
I don't know what to say.
Just say hello to the people.
It's like doing a YouTube video, but they can't see us. They just want to hear our voices.
We have a special guest, guys.
Hi.
What's your name? Oh, first of all, food coming out your mouth. Gross. There's no need to be shy. It's just mommy and Kim. Just us. We're hanging.
We got my girl in the studio.
Bless it, Jesus.
An unexpected guest.
Why weren't y'all talking?
We're talking now.
Yeah.
We just had to introduce you. You're the guest for today. This is fun, right? Oh, okay, first of all, I'm going to need you to swallow it. Spit everything that's in your mouth. Oh. Girl. So how's it going? You hang with us today? All right. So we'll talk to Kim now. Hey, Kim, how was your weekend?
Well, my weekend was actually quite good. It was tiring, but it was good.
We are quite tired, y'all.
Yeah, that's going to be the name of this episode. Y'all
probably didn't already know that. We was doing overtime on the last episode.
Yeah.
That shit wore me out, y'all. Took me out. I was dead to work. Hey, no mail.
Oh, I didn't say we're boring. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, what you want to talk about?
Snore.
Well, how was your week at school?
Yeah.
What you did at school last week?
Nothing.
Anything you're looking forward to?
Nothing but watching Disney Plus.
Okay.
Sounds like what to me.
You know you gotta make a Valentine's Day mailbox?
Oh, that's this one?
Is it? No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
So, you mean you gotta make a Valentine's Day mailbox?
I have to make a Valentine's Day mailbox.
We'll get a little.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think what's coming up this week. It's the first week of February coming up. Yes. As of what, tomorrow?
Yes.
First of the month.
Month end. I hate when month end is like all in 1 week. Yeah. And then our plan changes on Friday. Yay. Because that's the 5th. And I'm pretty sure Daddy's going to send it to us.
Great. I hope this week fly by, though.
I do, too.
Last week, ugh.
January? You didn't agree, but I feel like January goes by so slow.
Oh, slow. I was about to say fast. I'm like,
so slow. January lasts 3 months. Why? Somebody was like, one thing about January, she's going to make you feel all 31 of her days.
Hello. Oh,
she
true.
Will. I don't know why this month seems to go by so slow.
Was last year a leap year?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know why I was about to ask. This a leap year?
Yes, yes, yes.
Anything you want to say to the people before you go put the headphones in?
Give us some love. My girl health still look cute from her birthday.
Hey. What are your plans for Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
Well, I have a setup for a date.
For Daddy?
Well, no, for me and you. For now.
Girls and another girl can't have a date.
But mommy and daughter can.
Mothers and daughters can go on dates.
And girls can go on dates.
Thank you very much. That's what we talked about.
Come here, what are you watching? Somebody over there is pregnant. I'm a little confused.
Yep.
So this is our day.
I'm watching this. It's about pregnant people.
Why are you watching something about pregnant people? I don't know what this show is. Maybe you need to watch something more mature. I mean, more your age.
Oh.
Appropriate.
It's,
oh, bless it.
You got it.
The girl with the quartz. You got it together. My girl know things.
She
okay.
Do.
Nah, they're going to stay in?
I don't think so. They might be a little too big.
Oh. Let me find out my girl. Been here before.
All these kids been here before. How y'all come out with so much personality?
Now imagine if Casey was here with us. How would this be going? Because them two would be wanting to play.
Definitely.
Now you got an attitude because we're trying to record, remember? You want to talk with us on our podcast? You're already here. The people know that Camille Michelle Nathan's in the building. Now I got to, we might touch this bitch watching Golden Girls. Let me tell you, as told by Ginger, I intend to cancel the CBS app before the week is over, and I'm just making sure I'm binge watching them all. So I've been flying through the episode. Mm-hmm. It's just so, junior high.
Are they in middle school?
Yeah, literally. I was like, wait, I thought they were in high school this whole time. They're literally in middle school.
Oh.
You would think they was a lot more mature, maybe? I don't know what it was.
I definitely thought they was in high school.
Because now they just graduated junior high. Now they're going into high school. And I'm just like, wait, I'm sorry.
I guess that's a good place to start the kids if you want to, like, transition them.
My thing is, though, they could have kept it. I haven't made it to the end yet. So I don't know how they technically ended as told by Ginger. But I feel like they could have kept that going. You know, high school.
They could always keep it
college.
Going.
They could.
Stop taking our stuff away.
Taking our things. Or they feel like we couldn't relate to it anymore. Like, what's the deal? Or they could have kept them in junior high if that's the case.
How many seasons is it?
Three.
How many episodes?
I have no idea. It's a couple. It's actually a lot per each season.
It usually is. Because back in the day, it was like, dang, these shows only had three seasons, but they had like 24, 30 episodes a season.
So then episodes like 30 minutes long or something. Yeah. So.
You fly by them.
I'm trying to think of something else on that app that I wanted to watch. I mean, I haven't been through the app. I just went straight to that and that was it.
It was showing me all the different like channels it had. So I know they got Nickelodeon. Did you see anything else on there from Nickelodeon, you said?
I think I saw SpongeBob pop up.
A little bit of Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes, I did see Fairly Odd Parents. I was like, damn, where's Chalk Zone?
Chalk Zone was everything.
Rudy's got the chalk.
Chalk Zone. I feel like when we, remember we were in that stairwell getting ready to leave for overtime and you went back upstairs and my stupid ass didn't realize I was supposed to be wrapping up then. And I feel like that day we had talked about Chalk Zone.
God, he's always
and I looked at you like, Chalk Zone!
And we had a moment.
I really want
to
go back.
I remember being in school and like want to take chalk and draw a circle.
Literally.
And go through the chalkboard.
I wanted Fairy Godparents parents so bad. That was going to be the thing that solved all my problems. Like,
but then I realized, Tim, you had to have a terrible
life. I feel like I qualified. Hello, where do I fill in my application? Where is my stuff?
I'm quite sad and miserable.
Okay, please.
Send them now.
Timmy had a horrible babysitter. Because didn't they get taken when Vicky went away?
Pretty much. Because if Vicky went away, now your problem's gone. You don't need us anymore. So that's why they end up keeping Vicky.
Dang, that's crazy.
But other than Vicky, that was like his only problem.
That was his only problem. His parents?
I mean, that was an idiot.
Yeah,
but
that was dumb. His parents loved him.
What was the mom's thing? She was normal or what?
I think she was pretty normal. What? It was somebody else. Was it Trixie? He used to get a lot of heat from Trixie, too.
That's the one. He's a liar.
Yeah. He knew she was way out of. And his teacher.
Yes, Mr. What's his name?
Mr. Crocker?
Crocker.
He was the. And the fact that he had him so he knew. You trying to gaslight that man. I don't like that. I don't like that thing.
That man know you got feeling like that. You really out here make him feel like you crazy.
And he is not. You talking about Dinkleberg. Wasn't that their neighbor?
Yeah. And the daddy could not stand him. Dinkleberg did everything right. How? But that's why he couldn't stand him.
You know what part of Family Our Friends we used to love?
What?
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
It's rich.
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. It is so. Oh my gosh. So funny.
And they had Chip Skylar. Is that his name?
Yeah, somebody said that Shiny Teeth and Me came out 18 years ago. I said,
I'm sorry.
Pardon? 18 years?
That's too long.
That's way too long. I thought it was going to say like 12. 18?
So
Baby Towers. Y'all need.
They just don't give a fuck.
Is there a support group for people with toddlers?
I don't think so. That's why we're all juggling. She's the only child too. I don't know if that makes it worse or you know, better. Cause maybe let's say it was two and they both act the exact same. Now y'all gonna double team me.
Yeah. Tara is praying that Nyla is more like calm, even kill.
Oh, with two kids now?
Yeah, cause Casey's all over the place. Wild. That child is wild.
And then you want to be a boy girl thing. Turn it down. Turn it down. Go sit in the closet. She put it in the closet, Kim.
Cannot.
You want to go on Kim's clubhouse closet?
Y'all are going to lock me away.
It wasn't the first episode.
It was.
What is it? I thought the first one was recorded right here, but that next one was like, let's try to go in the closet where it might not be any more sad.
Remember because we recorded the first episode like three times. First one was right here. It was the most authentic, nice one. Whole thing was gone. Then we recorded it in the closet. And we were sad, depressed. Because I don't know what happened the second time. Like, I really don't know.
We tried so hard to, like, still keep the same energy. But I was like, yeah, y'all.
We recorded it three times that day. That's what we called it bullshit. Because it was just... Oh, no, Ice Cream Ho. Bullshit was the second episode.
Right. The first one was, like, smooth right through.
Show us. We, you know what, you're absolutely right, because we was like, okay, this is cool, we can do this next week.
Not so much. This is what we got to deal with?
Right.
I still can't believe that. We were literally in Kim's closet recording.
Literally. And sometimes I still go in there just to escape.
So what you doing today, Kim?
Taking care of the maternity shoot.
Oh.
At the Cumber Museum. Oh. Let me tell you about my granny. She, first of all, my ankles hurt, because we got up. At the crack of Satan's ass, I got up at 6 a.m. to go get Kaya so that we could go to break and go get my granny so that we could go to breakfast at 8. Kaya was late. I told her the day before, I'm coming at 7:30. We talked on the phone about it and everything. I get to her house, darkness. She just getting up. Shit, I totally forgot you were coming.
You hate me, guys.
Just say that. She's like, I'm surprised you didn't leave me. I should have left you. Like, what? So I had to wait on her to get dressed. Then we went to my granny's. But breakfast was very nice. It was the river walk after. So I'm thinking, okay, we're going on the river walk. It's gorgeous, you know, scenery. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm going to just get my little walk on. That lady, I'm telling you, me and Kai had to jog to catch up with that lady.
Oh.
She was like power walking the whole time. I'm like, granny, this is supposed to be a stroll. Like, I'm supposed to be seeing the sights. Like, I didn't think I was going to be, like, exercise.
Right, because I ain't got my gym clothes. I'm on regular clothes.
And I even put on, like, the right shoes because I knew I'm like, I'm going to walk. You know, I just didn't think I was going to be walking that fast. She trying to jog up inclines. Then she's talking about, can we got to do this every Saturday? We got to commit to doing this every Saturday. No, granny. Maybe every other Saturday, but who told you I'm getting up every Saturday? This Saturday is literally the only day I have to sleep in.
What did y'all eat?
First Watch. Because it's like right across the street from the YMCA.
Did y'all try that purple and pink drink?
I think my aunt had it.
Was it?
She said it was good. She took it with her too, so.
I wanted it to taste like lemonade so bad.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to be mad about, but I'm also going to be happy about it because purple, so
very cute drink.
I don't remember who I was talking to. I showed it to them, and it was. I was like, I bet this shit tastes just like lemonade. They trying to play us. Dressing up this lemonade.
What is in it? You know?
I don't know.
You just know it's pink and purple.
I just know. Okay, this shit tastes like Kool-Aid. Oh, this gonna taste like orange juice. Like, don't play me. But it looks so pretty. It does
look gorgeous. I had my green juice. Everybody was looking at me crazy.
That same one we had the first time.
Mm-hmm. I can try to tell them it tastes like apples. Don't do me.
What is it? Look at you, Curry. What's wrong with you?
We know who drink that is.
Oh, first of all, you're not going to call me out.
But yeah, and then we went, like I said, to Yana's 18th birthday dinner.
Which was where again?
Longhorn.
You said Longhorn? That's where you like to go to get that macaroni cheese or something?
Yeah. And that was very nice. All of Yana's goddamn friends was there. I was like, what in the world is this? You know, I was thinking about, how do you think you would have done being in high school and, like, the pandemic started and quarantine? Because we were talking about that last night about how Yana was doing very well in it, but Maya did not. She was not with it at all. Like, you wouldn't have heard the end of us. Like, we wouldn't have made it. I would not have made it.
Because we couldn't have seen our friends and stuff? Is that what it was?
Yes. Okay. I would have. Because I tell everybody, like, that's the best part of school. It's right. Your friends and, you know, the connections and all the fun stuff you do at school.
Right. Seeing y'all in between classes. And blah, blah, blah. Now we just really got to focus on the work.
Right.
And we at the house.
At home with our parents. I wouldn't have made it. Especially not my senior year. She would not have heard the end of me. Like, no prom. No graduation. They already had graduation.
Like, oh, wow. All the seniors that graduated were last year around the time. They couldn't even get a prom or, like, a whole graduation.
None of that.
Some of them got the graduation outside. But even still, outside. Go to hell.
In the backyard. No. And you only do that once. You only graduate from high school one time. So that moment is gone.
Yep, didn't have a problem because, you know, COVID. Didn't have graduation because of COVID. Oh, that sucks.
That sucks so bad. I feel so awful for these kids.
So these kids this time around, what's the deal with them? Still doing the same thing or?
I think so. Well, Yana is having a graduation. And I know. Mm-hmm. So, but they're having it outside on the field. So, but I don't know if they're having a prom. If they are, Yana don't want to go. So I don't.
Why she want to go to prom?
Because she's one of those.
Oh, I just don't want to, and I don't want to hang out with the kids. You're not hanging with the kids.
The kids that are just like you.
With your date. You know, your friends.
And your friends, right. Yeah, like, you gotta like everybody in high school. Like, that's never the case.
You can go there and completely ignore everybody. I'm here for the pictures.
That's how she said about grad bash. I'm like, yo, do you realize you don't? I was happy to see kids from my school because once they put us in that park, where is everybody?
Right.
I had to, like, stick what I mean, but when we ran into people, we was like, oh my God! Like, what are you doing? How are you doing? And then we never, like, saw them again until we got on the bus. So it's like, you pick your people that you're going to be with, and then you stick with them the whole time. But, you know, she's our little spicy nugget. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we found out that Yana thinks that she runs us.
Oh, yeah.
My parents were saying that, and, like, my daddy was like, yeah.
Yana, like, us as the siblings or everybody?
Siblings.
Okay.
He was like, yeah, Yana thinks she run y'all. I said, what? Tara said, yeah, she do. I said, what? She's talking about, yeah, Yana think she run y'all. I was like, how is that? Yana's the second youngest. Like, how she think she run us? Get all y'all together, and it's something she thinks she speak for y'all. She thinks she, you know, the leader of everything. I'm like, and when I was thinking about it, I was like, she really do. Because she run at that time. It wasn't this past year, but one of these past years, Malcolm didn't come to Christmas at all. And Yana was pissed. Because one, he was dating this girl that she didn't like, and he just didn't show up. And I'm pretty sure he was supposed to. Yana talking about, this ain't going to happen again. I was like, oh. Oh,
Nyla's ready to get everybody together by that.
And she do every time. She hitting people up like, you need to be on time next time. You need to such and such such such. I'm like, oh, Yana is really.
I think when I said closet clubhouse, I think she just thought of something like that.
Camille, you know there's a more spacious closet to go to.
I was talking about the big clubhouse. That's a tiny clubhouse. You want to go to the? Let's go to the big clubhouse. Oh snap!
You want
to
see? Da, 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 da,
da. She's in the closet clubhouse now, you guys. Camille's with me because, I mean, everybody, like, her dad's out of town. Her family, his family is on the other side of town, which I wasn't, you know, trying to go over there to come over here. Blah, 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 blah. It's too much. And then my family, they out working, or blah, blah, blah. So, she's here with me today.
Let me know if you need anything. She's talking about, I don't like it in here. Light off.
I just want to tell you, Kim, that's a whole room.
It is. We'll walk in situation.
Rude to make that a nursery if you had a baby.
Probably.
Not rude.
How? Where would the baby go?
A little bassinet situation.
Where would my closet go? Oh. That's the better question. What are you talking about?
Yana. And she's running
y'all. I don't think she runs shit. I told Malcolm, because he was sitting right next to me. I'm like, Malcolm, you know Yana think she runs us? He's talking about, huh? I said, yeah, she thinks she like the boss of us. He talking about Yana is the bully of the group. That does not mean she's the boss of us. I'm like, girl, I came here. I was here first. You're not the boss of me.
So how are her friends and stuff?
I love Yana's little friends. They are so cute. Aww. It's one of them I be calling bald headed all the time.
You got me here at Case's birthday party?
I don't think so. No, maybe you did. Laria, yeah. She was the only friend of Yana's that was there, yeah. And Yana got this other friend. I think her name was Jessica. And she just always be wearing like the most expensive stuff. So every time I see her, I be like,
are you rich?
Bad money. She be laughing at that. Her little friends are cute. Her boyfriend got her little ring too.
Oh, sweet you who?
I said, we buy jewelry now?
Right, cause.
Of course, my daddy like, that's on the wrong thing, sister. That's on the wrong finger. I'm like,
sorry. Oh, she had it on the ring finger?
She did, but on the right hand. So, sir, please calm down.
Oh, so he was trying to say it should be on the ring finger on the left?
No, she had it on the ring finger, but it was on her right hand. So he was like, that's on the wrong finger. And I'm like, the wedding finger's on your left hand.
Right, so I said, so he wanted her to have it on the left hand?
No, he didn't realize that it was on her right hand.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He just was mad that it was on the ring finger. I'm like, calm down.
Oh, calm down, Pops. You got this.
How many older daughters think I don't even know what the drill is?
I used to wear a promise ring so bad.
Me too. I was ugly though.
What?
Nobody gave me a promise ring.
I thought you said my hair was ugly what did you just say?
I mean, I was ugly.
Shut up, Kim. Oh my God.
Oh, so what did you do this weekend?
Good. I got a wax finally. Cause I had to push it off, mm-hmm. Cause I didn't think I could bring her. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday it got to the point I was like, I have no choice but to bring her. So that's when I called and it was like, yeah, that's fine. She can come. I was like, so this whole time I've been holding off on this because if she could have came. So I feel like an idiot. But that was pretty much our day. I woke up. I think I did work. I worked, clocked in, rested cleaned up for a little while, which I'm going to finish cleaning up Camille's room tomorrow. I finally put her kitchen in there. Mm-hmm. Camille was in the middle of my goddamn office.
Was.
I put it where it's supposed to be in her room and it fit.
Oh, good. Then,
you know, like, I was like, okay, great. So now I gotta do your room. I gotta purge. So I'm gonna get rid of everything baby-ish for that. Because some baby toys still, like, hitting in the, you know, in the background.
Yeah, sure.
Everything that's out of 14 and up, out of here. Gotta go. Everything must go. And then luckily, my mama, one of her friends or somebody started this whole sponsorship to, like, Haiti kids or something like that. Mm. And they asked for toys, books, clothes, and things like that. So everything I pack up.
You got plenty to give. Good.
I remember one time I purged Camille's room. I kid y'all not. I put all that shit in bags. And I was like, I could take this to Goodwill. It all ended up in the trash.
You know what? I mean.
I just didn't feel like it. Yeah. And most of it was like Happy Meal toys. Mm. It wasn't like, you know, valuable clothes or anything. Mm-hmm. It was toys related. It wasn't worth it.
You're a manager to a 5-year-old.
Supposed to be a partnership.
You manage her life.
I just feel like I'm being run to the ground. It's not fair.
Nobody told you to go into business with a 5-year-old.
Who said this is a good idea? Like,
oh my God, I would never forget you talking about my business partner doesn't work.
She does not. She walk in and out and watching me work, but asking me to do stuff for her. I'm like, you see me working, right? Why can't?
Let me see the jacket. I don't think I saw it in person.
The jacket. My little dingy jacket. Why did she got the new crisp jacket?
And dude.
From the store.
Oh, this looks so
I
good.
Didn't get one. Everybody ordered a jean jacket with something on it. Kim will get one and say Kimber. I say I like one of Kimber. King. King. Yeah. Let's do it.
Cute.
That.
So yeah, that's what's been going on.
I'm actually getting kind of excited for Valentine's Day because, like I said, I booked us, like, our own little situations mm-hmm. here and there, like reservations to restaurants, mm-hmm. and I'm excited to take and I ordered us an outfit.
It's or an outfit. Oh, matching?
Not really. Oh. Mine's just red jumpsuit hoods. It's like, you know, a little accessory to my outfit.
You better not treat my girl like an accessory. Treat her girl like a little cabbage patch.
And I low-key want to do a little photo shoot for Valentine's Day. But like I said, that's right around the corner. So yeah. Promo's kind of out the window, in my opinion.
Oh, for the products?
Yeah.
I mean, is it? Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's the 31st.
You're right.
It's the last day.
I think it'd be cute and then at least get the website up. We can have some photos to have on there.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Big rollout.
Oh, bless it.
So what you got planned for the upcoming week?
I'm gonna work my regular ass hours. Get off my regular ass fucking time. And then still, of course, do orders and then relax. I want to be very, very strict about my time from this point on.
Yeah. I see a little updated rules.
Girl.
I said Mo is had enough.
I've had enough.
She's had enough.
If you order something for me, I'm going to ship it to you.
Okay, because you thought like, y'all take too long to pick up these men.
Too long.
And I cannot be chained to this house while I'm waiting on you to come.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Pick up your stuff.
I schedule my day around. Oh, I told somebody I'll be home at 2 o'clock, so let me get home at 2. And let's say they don't get there till fucking 3:30, 4 o'clock. Okay, so you just really playing
you
my
time. You wasted my time.
You can go to hell. Pick up between 2 and 2:05. How about that? If you ain't here, try again another time. That's what you really got to do. You got to be like, okay, pick up between 2:30 and 3. Because I get off at 2:30. But I pick up between 2:30 and 4 if I want to. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to, you know, that window.
Anybody who wants to come, yeah, can come at that time. If you don't come.
All that. Can I come on this day? Can I come this day? Oh, actually, I can't even make it. Can I come? Nope. I'll see you next week at the same time slot. And you can figure it out.
Wait till we get this.
Or maybe we're going to have a ship. So when I'm done.
You want your food in there, Camille?
What you looking for? Oh, tissue. You could grab something in the bathroom. It was right by the bathroom. But you know, you got it. She got a lot going on right now.
I said, you know, you got to step on it. She's talking about, we got one of these at home. Excuse me. You right. My bad. I forgot.
We did our fire pit yesterday, right?
Yeah.
That was fun. Get down. Clean out something over. Go back in your clubhouse.
Y'all did your fire pit.
We did the fire pit. And I realized I'm really in the cool mom club now. Officially. Yes. Let me tell you, s'mores. And I knew this already. They're like extra, extra sweet. And yeah, I can't do it.
It's all sweet.
I about passed out.
It's good in theory.
Okay.
No.
But graham crackers. I like s'mores. Each component, you know, separately, but when you put them shit together.
I like s'mores too.
It's a lot.
I'm gonna pass out because
I'm gonna pass out. No, it's not that.
Ooh, I could eat it all the way. Even the marshmallow itself, I'm biting. I'm like, oh, this is a lot. This is a lot. I think the idea is really cute, though.
Very cute, especially the roasting part. Did you ever have the s'mores pop tarts?
No. If I did, I clearly didn't like it because it didn't stick very well. Not I'm good. A strawberry kind of girl.
Same. That's a blueberry kind of girl, actually. And a brown sugar cinnamon.
Like, cause I used to have that big old combo pack. Yeah. Came with like all those flavors. So yeah. I'm giving that. Ooh, Pop-Tart. I buy Pop-Tarts. We're not gonna eat them.
Was it you who eats them without the? No, that's Chelsea. Eat them without the frosting.
I was at the great value kind.
What kind of ghetto shit is that?
They really sell them without the frosting. Like, what is this about?
I don't want that. I literally don't want that. Like, if you that dry ass Pop-Tart and that fruit and the, like, what am I do with that? The best part is the icing.
It's not like it's like a wet icing either. It's more of those dried in type things. I don't know. Personal preference, of course.
Are you toaster strudel or Pop Tart?
Strudels are delicious.
They're very good. Especially the bacon, egg, and cheese ones. The ones with the actual breakfast food in them.
Yeah. Woo! First of all, I hear her playing this in the back of the car. I'm like, what you know about Little Shop of Horror? And there's some other little girls that have remixed it pretty much. I'm like, that's not Pam and Gina. You and know how the black girl was.
People.
What? Cover your mouth.
Take it with you.
I get your hands full. What's going on? Have you ever seen Little Shop of Horror? Because that's where that song came from. You being shy again?
Right.
I remember Witch Doctor. Oh, okay. Remember the Witch Doctor from your twirling classes? Ting tang, bada bing bang. You know that? Y'all had a whole routine to it. Okay, never mind. I still gotta take my girl to Atlantis.
Did she know you going?
Can't believe. No, she does not.
So Camille, light you up. Did she find out?
What else we got on the agenda?
I was trying to think of Pop-Tarts and toaster strudels. Oh. So did you pick
toaster strudels?
Yeah, definitely superior.
I just used to love that icing situation.
Mm-hmm. But I used to hate when I would go in there and there would be more toaster strudels and there were icing packs. One of y'all scam.
When y'all playing games?
Yeah. My brother. Don't need three. What did you do it? Or like two and a half? Stop playing games with me.
It's one per item. It's an even number. Everybody gets one. But look, I do always want to put extra icing on mine.
Always, still. Of course. But I
you
knew.
Be mad when you get down to that last one and no ice support. Girl, everybody can die.
Because I remember how pissed off I used to be when it was more toaster strudels than fucking icing packs. Because now I got to make a sandwich out of one of these, and I don't like that.
No, let me tell you why I didn't really care for the, like, the ones with bacon and eggs in them. Because for some reason, I used to make mine in the toaster, like, the middle will always still be frozen. And I've pretty much been scarred and traumatized.
Oh, no. See, that's the thing, is when you put them things in the microwave, they'll burn you. Like, they so hot on the inside. I'm like, this is deadly.
I used to like the crispy outside.
So I used to always put it in the toaster and like this shit was either gonna overdo it or you're not gonna do it enough. Yeah. And I just shoot me.
I'm trying to think of what happened like in the news. I feel like something happened.
I don't have a T.O. anything. I'm just dead to the world.
Oh, that T.I. Do you remember the T.I. Tiny thing?
I saw a little bit of it. Depending on the person that was spending on the TV to be their friend or something.
Yeah. She kind of be killing me getting on live, though.
She's trying to see that friend that's trying to help you, but she's telling your business.
Literally. Like, why are you on live, girl? They going to use that in court and send them straight to jail. She do not know how this shit work at all.
What was her, like, argument?
That she was, like, one of the people that helped set it up and everybody had threesomes and all that. Like, she used to recruit girls. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're trying to say, Shekinah, but you're not really helping them.
You got really showing us that. Okay,
she's
actually true.
Yeah. All
right.
But, you know, nobody had anything to say about it or whatever. But they was talking about the Shade Room because they were saying the Shade Room posts about any and everything. Like, everything. But all of a sudden, y'all not posting about this T.I. and Tiny shit. Why is that?
It's I think that sometimes they can't get in there and shut shit down. Like, I think, like, Cardi B or somebody told them don't post me about, you know, I think people can get to them and be like, don't post nothing about me, I'll sue you, or don't post this, blah, 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 blah. I think they
that gotta be what that is, because they talking about.
It's a money thing, I'm sure.
Okay, that makes sense.
They ask, I'm sure Beyonce will get her ass on there, or whoever, her people be like, bitch, don't post Beyonce. Wouldn't let me see Beyonce in the fucking shape. You know what I mean? Like, it's certain people.
But dang, T.I. Tiny got a hold of y'all like that, talking about these are serious allegations, and we don't want to, okay.
Okay, talk to Kim. Show my eye.
But it's
what
so
is
weird
it?
That they.
Why is there a bug outside?
Because it's bugs outside. Can't control the bugs outside.
It was moving.
Oh, well, at least it's outside and not inside.
Probably living. Living its bug life.
Talking to me. What did you say, Kim?
I just thought it was weird. Right. The whole story. The whole story was weird.
I can believe it. Because people got money. I mean, of course, a threesome, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Definitely not.
Bitches, all right. Whoa. You know what's going on here?
Somebody's recruiting people. And then they start bringing candy back up. And I'm like,
here we go.
What do candy got to do? Candy do not deserve.
Kim, like, please. People just now, like, leaving her alone about
just
her
now. And Faith, didn't Phaedra admit that she, that, like, all that
love? Oh, lie, yes.
Why are y'all talking about candy? Because she was in Escape? Don't do that.
Right. Come on, who the friend, the one who was spilling all the tea on her story at that, who was she to them? Like, of course she was a friend at the time, but was she famous as well, or she was just one of them friends?
That's on the side.
Really come in. You mad you can't do flips here? This Kim's house is not a gym. People live under her. They don't want to hear you bouncing.
They're kind of like, what's she
right.
Our little sour patch.
So I saw something about Jada had moved out, or she tweeted something about, you know, to grow, you got to move on or something.
Yeah.
So people took that and ran with it, like, oh, she left
her.
I don't know. Who knows?
Danny Lee. They talk about that on the read. The girl that's dating the baby. Oh. That Spanish girl. She, or Latinx.
The one who sang, she sang the song, Easy, or something like that. That's not her. That girl,
I don't know none of her music.
Take it easy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's only Danny I know. Like, her. It's her.
I don't even know who that is. But she has song.
My little baby.
Now I gotta look it up.
I gotta look it up. My phone. Buzz behind me.
But she had the song. Everybody was like on her because she had a song called, I think, Yellow Bone.
What's wrong? I think it's something about that.
She's not black, and that's reserved for black people. Talk about
who said she yellow?
That's what he want. He want a yellow bone, and so people thought she was trying to like take shots at his baby mother, because obviously that girl is dark skin.
Cause see, her name is Danny Lee.
Okay, so that is her. That's
okay,
her.
Okay, I like her songs.
I didn't know any of her music.
I think you do though. I'm sure you done heard at least "Take It Easy" or "My Little Baby."
Okay, I think I've heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that with somebody? Is that like a feature?
She got Lil Baby on the remix.
Dang, well, oh. I've been
one of the babies. The baby or little baby? I think it's little baby on the video.
Because she dating the baby.
Gotcha, yeah. So it's definitely little baby.
Okay, okay, okay.
And then her remix with Chris Brown is for the Easy song.
I was totally unfamiliar with your girl.
Don't be like that. You heard her stuff. So she's dating the baby. Mm-hmm. Is she not black?
No. Look, go look up a picture.
It's me, no parents.
She looked light skinned to me, or very much yellow. She gave me to look just like Chris Brown.
That's the thing, is that black people can come in all different, you know, shapes, colors, all that. But girl, you are not African American.
Oh, y'all not gonna do her like that. What did Doja Cat say to me? Everybody upset. That one time.
She was on, I think she was like on chat rooms with racist people or something like that. Oh, okay. Those are her parents. Those people aren't black.
You ain't gotta be like that.
Those people aren't black.
Home might be. Daddy, no. Mama, maybe.
Cardi B was posting pictures of her people. Her people black.
And you don't get a t-shirt or something like that?
Now you're gonna have a song stuck in my head.
Right. I'm trying to keep singing it. I'm like, I know Kim know this song.
I do. Well, I do, but don't. Okay, let me see. Cardi B. Because she posted a picture of like her mom, her uncle. And I was like,
you said they're black?
Yes, them people are black. I always thought Cardi B was black. I never gave her, because
yeah, she definitely always gave me light skin vibes. So she started talking a little more. I'm like, okay, definitely.
Those are her mom. That's her mom and her aunties.
Okay, okay.
And then this is her mama, Hennessy, her uncle, and her.
Oh yeah,
Cardi B is a black girl. This girl is not.
Poser.
So yellow girl, like, okay, yeah, you're yellow, I guess, but that is very much a term black people be using to describe lighter skin, you know, the lighter skin of us.
Yeah.
You know, we're just here.
Oh, I didn't realize it's back up. Camille likes Katy Perry, by the way. Her favorite two songs are Roar and Firework. So we blast those in the car here and there.
She got good taste.
And the other one.
I put her on the Firework. The Roar came up on her own. I don't know how you came across that song, but you really liked it. Okay, go get a tissue.
Hey!
Bless it. Oh my God. I keep rubbing my eye.
So, Bo's gonna start a support group for toddlers.
Camilla's five. Can y'all believe that?
5 years old.
5 year old. Just, we in the wax place, and the girl was like, oh, how old are you? And in my mind, I'm not like, oh, she's four. And I'm like, oh. Camilla was like, I'm five. I was like, she's five.
Mm-hmm. Don't
click
my girl.
She really wanted to turn six.
She wanted to turn six.
Yeah, she did. One point, she was like, honey, I'm going to be six. Can I be six? I was like, that's how this works.
Are you trying to rush me? Hey, I'm not trying to turn 29.
You need to move. I'm just a camera right now so they can see what you're doing.
You met your match.
Oh.
I hope we don't get like demonetized for this.
Yeah. Could you please? You're ruining our money chances.
Girl, you can't.
Okay, thank you. We hear it. Turn it down.
Catherine Perry.
Turn it off. I have nothing else to discuss.
Me neither.
I'm quite tired and
Camille's taking over.
I can't have Camille.
Camille's episode. Okay, so if you don't want to come in the podcast, you need to talk to the people.
Talk to the people. Say something. Why you like Katy Perry? Why you like Katy Perry?
Because
she got good music.
It's a nice song.
It makes you feel good. Do you like Roar or Firework the most?
Firework. Okay. And Roar.
Okay.
Which one is your favorite?
Between the two?
Yeah.
I think Roar. Yeah. Because when she first started listening to it, I'm like, bitch. Yeah, I'm right. Y'all gonna hear me roar.
Say it. I like the little melody to it too.
And she just caught me off guard. She kept playing it over and over, and she kept trying to look. She caught the tiger song at first.
The tiger? Oh, is that it? Oh, I guess so, because they roar.
Right. She didn't realize it was called Roar. She just called it the tiger song. That's like the tiger song. So she's like, Katy Perry, tiger. No, she just YouTube tiger song. Tiger song. I'm like, Camille, what is the tiger song? And I was like, Katy Perry, Roar. But when I kept listening to it over and over because of her, I'm like, I love this.
Love it.
Go make up a routine to this.
I'm so impressed how good her hair still looks.
Like, oh, you're crazy. Thank you.
Looks so good still.
Kitty used to, I don't know if y'all parents did the same thing, but like, we'll have braids and like, you know, when they start to look, you know, a little undone. I'm like, I'm ready to take these out. She's like, no, they still look good. Mama, I need to take these out. They are falling out. Like, I don't know why she's
trying to hold on to their money. That's what it is.
Mama,
these are raggedy. You're not going to send me to school like this. You know what my mom used to make me do? When I had like braids or whatever, she would make me get, you wrong.
I ain't even saying nothing.
She would make me get the Air Pro gel and like slick all my new growth
all
the way back and then tie it down. And the shit would actually work. My braids would look super fresh.
Can you tell me about that?
Yes.
Oh, that black ass gel.
Right. All in my hair.
I still to this day, I have not perfected the gel application on my edges and my hair. It's still
very difficult. I've been trying to get Yana to help me, and because Yana should be slick.
Teach should be your super wedding. Sleek.
Like, and it's just like, maybe my hair is just too.
Maybe I'm just, my hair too niggerish. Like, I don't get it.
Meanwhile, it's not for this.
Even with edge control, I have a struggle. Because even after a certain time, like, the edge is going to start to curl up, curl back. Right, I'm right. Okay. So.
The edge control I use now, I will say, is, like, the best edge control I've ever used. When I was down in St. Pete, it was, like, we was near the water. So, it was, like, humid. It was not cold. Like, it was hot. And my hair was poofing up so bad. My edges stayed.
Period.
I was, like, oh, okay.
That's kind of why I like fireworks. Okay, so fireworks, too. That's why it's a toss-up for me. Yeah. It's the lyrics. One blow from caving in, Lord.
Oh, you really do be listening to these lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Katherine Perry be making songs, okay?
Come on, Katherine.
Yes.
You just gotta ignite. It's a spark in us, Kim. You gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
Soul told us that. And
I think that's why I really want to have 22 on my thing.
It's so cute.
Why you're a fireworks
coming out of her chest.
It's Katy Perry.
No.
It's been a Gaga-ish to me, but it's Katy today.
It said your heart's gonna glow.
Oh, that's why. Okay, you
thank
know
you, Camille. It's got 1.2 billion views.
Billion? Damn.
Wait, let me see.
You see?
Oh.
That B means billion.
That's a
and
lot.
It's 10 years ago. It's not 10 years old.
Shit.
Okay, wrap it up then. All
right.
Cause now I feel. Oh, can I pause?
I'm subscribed.
Oh, ma'am, this is my YouTube.
She hit the button.
Come on, we gotta okay, pause. We gotta pause it. We gotta say goodbye to the people.
We gonna say
bye.
What's your Instagram? You wanna tell the people to follow you?
No.
Your Instagram is at it's Camille Michelle.
Stop it.
Mommy's is heypretty_lady_. Kim's is Kimberly Latrice. You can follow us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. This has been a very special episode with our favorite.
Get it off already!
Okay, you're reading.
With our favorite but bossy guest. And yeah, that's all we got for you guys. Bye!
Bye!